Installation. Your WindowWise CD contains a talking installer. This means that if your computer has a working sound card, WindowWise can speak through the entire installation process. This means that you can install WindowWise without any sighted assistance, and you can begin using it immediately. If your computer for some reason does not have a working sound card, you will either need sighted assistance to install WindowWise and get it set up with the synthesizer you intend to use, or you may need to use another screen reader that may already be running to install WindowWise successfully. However, most computers these days do include working sound cards, so this should not pose a problem. Auto Run is a Windows feature that enables you to do certain things when a CD or other removable storage device is connected. In the case of WindowWise, all you have to do is insert the WindowWise product CD into your computer's CD-ROM drive, and the WindowWise talking installer will begin. If you're using Windows Vista or Windows 7, you may need to perform a few additional steps, and we will walk through that in just a moment. If the Auto Run feature is not enabled on your computer, then you will need to run the WindowWise setup program manually. To do this, hold down the Windows logo key, which is usually the second from the bottom left key on your computer keyboard, and while that key is held down, press the letter R, then release both keys. This will open the Windows Run dialog. If your CD drive is drive E, then you would type E:\setup, that's S-E-T-U-P, followed by the Enter key. If your CD-ROM drive is something other than E, then substitute the E:\ with whatever drive your CD happens to be in. This will launch the talking installer. So I have my WindowWise 7.5 CD right here, and I'm going to insert it into the laptop's CD-ROM drive. Alright, since I'm running Windows 7, what just appeared is the Auto Run dialog. The first option in this dialog is saying to run the setup.exe program from GW Micro. This is what we want to do, so I am going to press the space bar to select that option, followed by the Enter key to accept it. That little ding you just heard is the Windows User Account Control. That's asking me if I really want this program to make changes to my computer. Since this is a WindowWise setup program, it does need to make a few changes so that WindowWise will work. So I'm going to press Alt-Y, that's the Alt key, which is right next to your spacebar, held down and then the letter Y, and then release both keys. And that will launch the WindowWise talking install. In Windows Vista, the prompt will be a little different. Instead of pressing Alt-Y to answer the question, you must press Alt-C to tell it that you want to continue. So in Windows 7, press Alt-Y, in Windows Vista, press Alt-C, and of course in Windows XP, you won't see this.
Welcome to the WindowWise 7.5 Setup Program. This program will guide you through the WindowWise installation process. Press S or Enter to run the install with speech output. Press W to run the install without speech output. Press T to listen to the tutorial in MP3 format. Press R to replay this welcome message. Press X to exit.
Okay, so you heard that there were a few options you could choose. The one we want is the install with speech, which is also the default, so we can press the letter S or the Enter key. Both will do the same thing.
Please wait while the install is loaded with speech.
All right, this will take just a moment. And what's going to happen is a temporary copy of WindowWise will actually talk us through the install process. So in just a moment, it will come up.
WindowWise 7.5. Yes. Why? Button. Dialog. Quick install. Welcome to the WindowWise setup program. This program will install WindowWise on your computer. Do you wish to use the quick install? If you answer yes, very few questions will be asked and the installation will be extremely simple. However, if you wish to install WindowWise using options different than the defaults, you should answer no to this question. Default. Yes, Y. Button. No, N. Button. Cancel, C. Button.
Okay, that was the talking installer just now. And it was asking, do you want to run the quick install? If you choose the quick install, WindowEyes will ask you only a few questions. It will make the following choices for you. It will select the DeckTalk Access 32 software speech synthesizer as your default. And that was the voice we just heard. It will assume no braille display is connected. It will set WindowEyes to automatically run at the Windows login screen and after you have logged in. It will also set Control-Alt-W as a hotkey that will launch WindowEyes if it's not already running. Keep in mind that if you run the quick install, you can change all of these options later. This is just a very quick way to get WindowEyes installed and running without a lot of hassle. If you decide not to run the quick install, then WindowEyes will ask you many more questions. For example, which synthesizer should it use? Which braille display should it use? Should it start when Windows starts? Should there be a hotkey to launch WindowEyes? If so, what should it be? It's up to you as far as which way you want to install WindowEyes. I'm going to go ahead and say yes to the quick install by pressing the Enter key.
Name, edit box, dialog, user information.
Okay, WindowEyes is asking me for user information. The first question is my name. I'm just going to type my name into this dialog box.
S-T-E-P-H-E-N space C-L-O-W-E-R.
Stephen Clower. And to move to the next field, I will press the Tab key.
Company O, edit box.
Now it's asking me for the company. So I will type in GW Micro Incorporated.
G-W space M-I-C-R-O comma space I-N-C. Period. Serial number S. PGW test. Read only. Edit box.
This next field is the serial number field. Notice that WindowEyes said that this field is read only. That's because the serial number is actually issued to you from the factory when you receive WindowEyes. So let's press the Tab key to move to the next field.
Next. N. Button.
Okay, it said Next. N. Button. We can press the Enter key here, and that will take us to the next screen.
I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2. Dialog. WindowEyes 7.5 setup.
This is the license agreement screen. Again, we can tab through this dialog box.
Print. P. Button. C2011 GW Micro Incorporated. All rights reserved. Read only. Edit box.
Okay, this is the actual license agreement. You should read through and accept this because this is a legal agreement between you and GW Micro. You can use your up and down arrow keys to read the document.
GW Micro Incorporated. End User License Agreement. This End User License Agreement EULA is a legal agreement between you and GW Micro Incorporated, GW Micro and Indiana Corporation. This EULA governs your use of the...
You can also press Ctrl-Shift-R from this point to run what's called a read to end. WindowEyes will start reading from the point where your cursor is at, and WindowEyes will stop reading when you press something like the control key to interrupt speech, or when it reaches the end of the document.
Micro Incorporated. GW Micro and Indiana Corporation. This EULA governs your use of the WindowEyes TM software that you have purchased. The WindowEyes TM software and digital content are sometimes referred to herein as the license
Okay, so I pressed the control key. You can read through this on your own time, but just be aware that it's important that you read and understand this agreement before you install WindowEyes. We can tab again.
Back. B. Button.
And again.
Cancel. Button.
And again.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. A. Radio button. Unchecked. 1 of 2.
Okay, we're back in the I accept, I don't accept group of radio buttons. I will press the space bar to check I accept.
Space. Checked. I accept the terms of the license agreement. A. Radio button. 1 of 2.
Now I will press the Tab key.
Print. P. C2011G. Back. Next. N. Button.
Okay, notice when we accepted the terms of use, we could now click the Next button to continue. So I'm on the Next button now. Press the Enter key here.
WindowEyes 7.5 setup. Dialog. WindowEyes 7.5 setup. Setup status. WindowEyes is configuring your new software installation. Install shield. Default. Cancel. Button. Cancel. Button.
And that's all we had to do. WindowEyes is now installing itself. This will typically take 2 or 3 minutes to run, but due to the marvels of digital editing, we can speed that process up just a bit.
Windows 7.5 setup. Dialog. Quick setup complete. Thank you for choosing GW Micro and Windows. Your quick installation of Windows is now complete. For your convenience, Ctrl+W has been set up as a system shortcut key. This means when Windows is not running, you can press Ctrl+W to launch your copy of Windows. Before you can use the new copy of Windows, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the Restart Computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the Restart Later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department at 260-489-3671 or via email at support@gwmicro.com. Default. Restart computer now R. Button. Restart computer later L. Button. Cancel C. Button. Restart computer now R. Button.
Okay, that was the final screen of the Windows Quick Install. Note that if you're running Windows XP, you will be prompted to restart your computer before the temporary copy of Windows can run. But once you restart, you won't have to do so again. Whereas with Windows Vista and Windows 7, you will have to restart your computer at the end of the installation process. Whether you have to restart at the beginning or the end of the install, you only have to do so once. So we will go ahead and press the Enter key to restart the computer now. And my Windows 7 laptop is now shutting down and restarting. Alright, I've restarted my computer, and I actually uninstalled Windows because I want to show you what happens during the custom install that we talked about earlier. And I'm currently back at that screen that asked if we wanted to use the Quick Install. To verify that, I can just press Ctrl+Shift+W to read that.
Quick Install. Welcome to the Windows Setup Program. This program will install Windows on your computer. Do you wish to use the Quick Install?
And this time, we're going to answer no to that. I can either tab to the No button or press N. I'm going to press N.
N. Dialog. User information. Name. Edit box.
And this is the same user information box that we saw in the Quick Install. So we'll go ahead and enter that as before.
STEASSOER.
And then tab to Company.
Company O. Edit box.
Type GW Micro.
GW space MICRO comma space INC period.
Tab again.
Serial number S. PGW test. Read only. Edit box.
Tab one more time.
Next. N. Button.
Press the Enter key.
I do not accept the terms of the license agreement. D. Radio button. Checked. 2 of 2.
Okay, so here's the end user license agreement that we saw before. I'm just going to press the up arrow key to accept that since we've already looked at it.
I accept the terms of the license agreement. A. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 2.
Tab over to the next button.
Print. P. C2011G. Back. B. Next. N. Button. Windows 7.5 setup. Next. N. Button. Dialog. Windows 7.5 setup. Choose destination location. Select folder where setup will install files. Setup will install Windows in the following folder. To install to this folder, click Next. To install to a different folder, click Browse and select another folder, destination folder, group box, Browse, R, Dialog, Button, C Program Files GW Micro Windows, Install Shield, Back B, Button, Default, Next 10, Button, Cancel, Button.
Okay, so now we're being asked where we want to install Windows. If for some reason you don't want to install it in the default location, which in 32-bit operating systems is C:\Program\Files\GW\Micro\Window-Is, or in 64-bit operating systems, C:\Program\Files\(x86)\Gw\Micro\Window-Is, you can change that here. I'm okay with the default, so I'll just go ahead and tab over to the next button.
Cancel. Button. Browse. R. Back. B. Next. N. Button.
And press the Enter key.
Windows 7.5 setup. Dialog. Synthesizer selection dialog. Synthesizers S. None. Accent Sour RV Transport. Apollo
Okay, I just pressed the control key to silence that. Now we're being asked, what speech synthesizer do you want to use when WindowWise runs? The default, as you can hear, is DeckTalk Access 32, which ships with WindowWise. However, we also include Eloquence, and you can choose that here, or if you have another synthesizer, say a hardware device like a SpeakOut or DeckTalk Express or USB, a TripleTalk, or anything like that, you can choose that here. I can tab until I get to the list of synthesizers.
Cancel. C. Rack. B. Synthesizers. S. D. Talk Access 32 WindowWise. List box. 7 of 21.
So now I can just up and down arrow through here and change the selection. If I wanted to use Eloquence, for example, I could just press E until I got there.
E. Echo PC or GP. 10 of 21. E. Eloquence. 11 of 21.
And if I were to tab to the next button now, WindowWise would talk using Eloquence. I don't want to do that right now, so I'm going to press D until I get back to DeckTalk Access 32.
D. DeckTalk Access 32 WindowWise. 7 of 21.
And there it is. So tab over to Next and press the Enter key.
Next. N. Button. Braille Display Selection Dialog. Braille Displays B. Ports P. None. Elvato.
Now we're being asked, what Braille display do you want to use with WindowWise? Again, the default is none, but if you do have a Braille display connected or intend to have one connected, you can go ahead and set WindowWise up to use it right now. Again, we can tab.
Cancel. C. Rack. B. Braille displays. B. None. List box. 1 of 62.
Let's press the letter B, for example, and see what we get.
B. Braille connect 12, 24, 32, 40. 9 of 62.
Let's tab.
Ports. P. COM 1. List box, 1 of 55.
And now we're in the list of available ports for the Braille display. Some will connect over serial ports, also known as COM ports. Some use USB, others use parallel ports. Choose the one to which your display is connected. And once done, tab over to the next button and press Enter. I don't actually have a Braille display connected, and I will not be using one during this tutorial, so I'm going to shift tab back to the list of displays, select None, and then tab back to the next button and press Enter.
Braille displays. B. Braille connect 12, 24, 32, 40. List box. 9 of 62.
Okay. I'm just going to press the home key to go back to the top of the list.
None. 1 of 62.
Tab.
Ports. P. COM 1.
Tab again.
Next. N.
Press the Enter key.
Next. N. Button. Dialog. Shortcut key. You have the option of setting an operating system shortcut hotkey to launch. WindowWise. This hotkey allows you to start up WindowWise at any point by simply pressing the associated hotkey. By default, this hotkey is Ctrl-Alt-W. You can change this to your liking by pressing the combination you wish or simply tap the Delete key to disable the hotkey. When finished, select the next button. Ctrl-Alt-W. Shortcut hotkey S. Back B. Button.
Okay, so now we're being asked, what shortcut key do you want to use, if any, to launch WindowWise if it's not already started? The default is Ctrl-Alt-W. We can tab to the hotkey field and change this.
Cancel. C. Rack. B. Shortcut hotkey S. Ctrl-Alt-W. Hotkey field.
So let's try something like Alt-Shift-W instead.
W.
Now to verify that, we can just tab through the dialog real quickly until we get back to this hotkey field and see what it says.
Next. N. Cancel. C. Rack. B. Shortcut hotkey S. Shift-Alt-W. Hotkey field.
And there it is. Or if you wanted to set it to none, you could just press the delete key, and then tab to next and press enter. I actually want it to be Ctrl-Alt-W, so I'm going to press that now and change it back.
W.
Okay, so tab to next.
Next. N. Button.
And press the enter key.
Next. N. Button. Dialog. WindowWise startup selection. How would you like to start WindowWise? If you want WindowWise to run both before and after launching, check both options. If you do not want to start WindowWise, automatically leave both options unchecked. Run WindowWise at the login screen. Checkbox. Checked. Run WindowWise after login for all users. Checkbox. Checked. Back B.
Okay, so I just silenced that with Control. We're now in a dialog that's asking how you want WindowWise to start. There are two options. You can have WindowEyes load at the login screen, which is that screen that asks you for your username and password whenever your computer starts, and you can have WindowEyes run after any user logs in. So by default, WindowEyes will run both at the login screen and after anyone logs in. If you want to stop WindowEyes from automatically starting either at the login screen or after all users log in, you can tab to the respective box and press the spacebar to uncheck it. Let's press the tab key just so you can hear what the options are.
Cancel. C. Button. Back. B. Button. Run WindowEyes at the login screen. L. Checkbox. Checked.
Okay, there. If you don't want WindowEyes to run at the login screen, press the spacebar. Tab again.
Run WindowEyes after login for all users. R. Checkbox. Checked.
And again, if you don't want WindowEyes to run after all users log in, you can press the spacebar here to uncheck that. Tab again.
Next. N. Button.
And there's our next button. Let's press the enter key to continue.
Dialogue. WindowEyes 7.5 setup. Setup status. WindowEyes is configuring your new software installation. Install shield. Default. Cancel. Button. Cancel. Button.
We've now answered all of the questions in the installer, so now WindowEyes is actually putting itself onto the computer. Again, this may take a few minutes, so rather than make you wait through that, we're going to edit out those few minutes, and we'll be back when WindowEyes is finished installing.
Restart computer now. R. Button. Dialog. Custom setup complete. Thank you for choosing GW Micro and WindowEyes. Your custom installation of WindowEyes is now complete. Before you can use the new copy of WindowEyes, you must restart your computer. If you wish to restart the computer now, please select the Restart Computer button. If you wish to restart later, please select the Restart Later button. If you have any questions or comments, please contact our technical support department at 260-489-3671 or via email at support@gwmicro.com. Default. Restart computer now R. Button. Restart computer later L. Button. Cancel C. Button.
And now our custom install of WindowEyes has completed. And I will press the enter key to begin restarting the computer. And that's all there is to it. Let's move on to the next section.